Welcome everybody to the Unreasonable Art of Living podcast. I'm your host, Gerhard Molin, and as always, enjoy the music. Welcome back to this week's episode. Thank you so much for joining. And first and foremost, as always, I hope you're doing fine wherever you are right now. I'm recording this actually really late. It's been a crazy week. So I'm recording this on a Monday. So the episode is coming out tomorrow. It's now 9 p.m. I'm recording this episode. It has been just a crazy week, especially with Lumi. So if you're the first-time listener, welcome. What can you expect from this podcast? It's really, you know, don't expect anything polished and super, you know, highly edited. It's a very raw, non-edited format where it's a reflection of my unreasonable life, I would say. It's an open diary. I have guests once in a while, amazing guests and their life stories. And I share also our current startup journey of My Lumi, which is, how would describe it? It's an app that helps you to, unlock your emotional and body intelligence again, to really allow you to understand feeling equals understanding. And so it's a lot of happening. We launched our early access 1st of February. It's going really well. We are now, it's an invite only. I mean, you can go to lumi.io/early-access. I will post the link in the show notes. And then you can sign up as well. But we're onboarding new users as we speak. And I'm also applying for the YC Combinator, the Y Combinator in Silicon Valley in April. Very exciting stuff. And our team has been just mind-blowing the last weeks. But yes, so a lot going on, a lot of also like things to reflect. In this episode, actually, there's one topic we actually want to touch on that we are focusing on in My Lumi. But before we get started, let me take a sip. I'm drinking another. I'm drinking ceremonial cacao from Peru. Peruvian ceremonial cacao. It's delicious. I found an amazing store in Vienna where I can, was able to buy it actually for a really decent price. Mix it with oat milk, Oatly oat milk, a drop of honey, cinnamon, a bit of chili. It's delicious. And very, very dear, good friend of mine, you know, one of my closest friends. He complained last time, so he listened to my podcast episode. And I introduced him to ceremonial cacao. And he wrote me, I'm going to quote him now. Ceremonial cacao and so good in the same sentence is a hoax. I must disagree. I think I need to, you know, I need to make you, you know who I'm talking to. I need to make you this ceremonial cacao. It's amazing. So yeah, I'm sorry. This episode is going to be so random and really unprepared this time. I really apologize, but there was just so much to do. And I think there's also like a lot of process happened within me. So a few things that happened actually in the last 2 weeks. And actually we're coming to the main topic in a second. Actually all connected. I was listening 2 weeks ago on my way back from Vienna to Helsinki, an episode, really great podcast episode. I think it was called How Trauma Affects Your Relationships. I will also link it in the show notes. I listened to it twice because it's, you know, I listened to it in the airplane and so many things just clicked. And one of the things, so let me just really Google this. How trauma. Wait, let me just find him. I'm just going. You know, I'm using Spotify, and to be honest, The user interface is horrible. Like, it's really hard to navigate. I think they're trying so much. Yeah, okay, now I found it. So, the episode is called Your Trauma is Ruining Your Relationships. And healing childhood traumas and setting boundaries and so forth. So the podcast is from Pursuit of Wellness, but the guest was Dr. Nicole Lepera. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Anyway, she's a holistic psychologist and the author of How to Be the Love You Seek. I can really recommend you this episode. If this title resonates you to some degree, and I think if you're listening to this podcast, you might be really interested in this episode. So I'm going to share it, of course. And I listened to it. What I really loved about it, so she mentions in her teenage years, she, when she was 17 or 16, she was like, she always felt bad when her friends around her would tell about stories about the early childhood. They remember about Christmas. And actually, the moderator, she agreed as well that she also couldn't remember. And she felt bad about it. And then she said, Dr. Nicole Lepere, she said, like, you know, there is a chance, quite a high chance, and that when you have no memory collection of your early childhood, I'm not talking about age 4 or 5, I'm talking about like 6, 7, 8, 9, then there might be a possibility that you were kind of like affected by high stress situations, some form of trauma. You know, it doesn't need to be, people always think like trauma or childhood trauma is anything to do with physical abuse in that sense. But that trauma can be much more nuanced and just can be something that to be, even though we, like, for example, I grew up in a very safe home. Like, we had everything on a materialistic level. We had everything. No questions asked. But I don't remember anything up until my parents got divorced. And the only memories I do have are memories when I was in school, primary school, or at a friend's place, at kindergarten, nothing from home. I could look at images, pictures between the age 6 to 9 or 5 and have no recollection. And I always thought like, oh, well, you know, maybe you're just one of these people who just don't remember. And yeah, really kind of like triggered such a process within me. And I think my private life affected my private life. And it really, you know, like highlights what we, you know, like my Lumi in general will be trying to do is like to understand that in these emotions and the feelings we feel, there's so much wisdom. There's no such thing as positive or negative emotions. We shouldn't be even labeled to it. They're both on a spectrum. They have their purpose. But this gets into the main topic for today. Before I get into this, so yeah, I decided to really, I want to investigate this. Let's take another sip first. I really understand what happened in that time, because I think there's definitely things that, I mean, in the last 7 years has been a healing journey. I really can say a healing journey, and there's so much I have healed, I've had to face, I had to really look myself, a deep, deep, honest look in the mirror, and sometimes what I saw there was not pleasant. And you know, once you start this journey, I think there's no such thing as an end. Especially when you think about that, we actually also carry like this cross-generational traumas with us. So there's many things we actually carry with us that actually don't belong to us. They maybe belong to my dad or my mom or your grandmother or, you know, grandfather and mother. You haven't even met. But there are pieces within you that you carry with you. And you actually, it's like, first of all, like, and identifying which are not your pieces, but you carry them with you, and how can you bring them back and return them, really. So that's been a big process for me in the last 2 weeks. Another thing is like real, I think I mentioned last episode already, or last two episodes. It was like, over the last month, really, last 2-3 months, there was like this constant, not a pressure, but like it was on my radar, and it took a lot of energy and time to think about how can I create, like, in addition to the podcast, which is already work itself, how can I promote it? How can I create videos around it? How can I create content around it? And it just didn't bring joy, to be honest. There was just so much time and effort that was in addition to that. And it forced me to engage in a game, the social media game, which I didn't want to take part in. So yeah, but I mean, like, I decided already 2 weeks ago to stop producing any video content on my socials and just focus on the audio. Also because running a startup is already quite a thing, and it really takes all my focus, all my energy right now, to be honest. And there's no time for any games you don't really enjoy playing. And I really mean it. But then another thing happened. I got more and more disgusted by Instagram. And I was never a heavy user, but you know, you still have this occasional, okay, let's check out Instagram, and this weird, you actually look at your hand and you see your hand fingers moving on your screen. You're aware they're doing something, but you just don't control it. And they open apps, they open Instagram, you just watch yourself. You observe yourself doing something so ingrained, so programmed. It's really disgusting. And what I realized is like all in like there was a moment, there was a one Instagram channel which I love. And one sip, 1 second. An Instagram channel about Rumi, quotes by Rumi. Rumi was a poet, very philosophical poet, and with beautiful poets, basically, very deep. And then one day I would open, like I saw in this feed, this weird ad on promoted by this Rumi channel. It's like so bizarre. It's like this super weird ad, which just... So if you think about like what went within me, like this conflict. On the one hand, there was like this channel. A channel that promotes like these Rumi quotes, beautiful, profound quotes about life, the universe, nature, and appreciation, and truth, and realness, and joy, and you know, anything that goes against greed and buying into this our worst, like kind of like attracting the worst of ourselves. And then I would open his feed, and then what I see, this channel, there was like an advertisement or like a promotion by this channel about really weird advertisement that would basically explain, oh, look at all these people, how much money they make with Instagram and TikTok. And like the ad itself was so low. I mean, like really low. It really tried to buy into people's low self-esteem, biggest fears, biggest hopes, but shallow hopes. It was an app like, oh, imagine you would, your ex-girlfriend would meet you and you have like so much money. Wouldn't you want that? I mean, this kind of ad, and promoted by the same channel that promotes poems by Rumi. And at that point, I was like, what the fuck? Sorry for the language, but it's just disgusting. So disgusting. And I just the whole frame broke for me. I'm like, sorry, I hope you did hear the little burp. I apologize. It's also late. It's very late. My body's also tired. And then it came to me and was like, there's two worlds going on right now. On the one hand, I have the honor and the gratefulness to work with a team that creates a product, an actual product that really aims to create real value and change in people. That doesn't try to steal people's attention. That doesn't try to attract or like address or nurture the lowest sides of being a human. That means it really tries to bring the best out of us. It really tries to like rechannel the focus to our inner world instead of like this artificial and shallow world we see it out there in social media. And then I was like, and then there was Instagram. And I was like, okay, I have a choice here. Do I really fall in all my energy on focusing on something that creates real value for people? Or do I want to spend my time and energy at the moment on social media. And for me, it was a very clear decision. Then this weekend, I deleted Instagram, TikTok, and because I just was really disgusted. Sorry for this long rant, but it's just like there's so much process happened in the last 2 weeks. Okay, this deserves a sip. And now, God, if you're the first time listener, you listen to this podcast, you're like, oh man, what is this rambling going on? But I think I remember this in the very first episode, I think one or two or three, I think I said like, you know, at worst, this episode is comfort noise. Comfort noise for you to, yeah, have a little time to calm your nervous system. If I can achieve that and the content doesn't matter, oh man, I'm happy. If your nervous system can calm down a bit just by listening to this podcast, mission achieved. But yeah, okay, something to give you along the way. So one of our co-founders, Maximilian Feiler, he's also one of the leading Wim Hof instructors and amazing coach, has been helping thousands of people to really, really help them to have a long-lasting behavioral change and really help them to, yeah, feel themselves again, to become a feeling of who they are again. Amazing person, Maximilian. So happy to have him, to work with him and, you know, be a team of four and have him on board. And so we talked about this one feature we're developing, we have not announced yet, but it's going to be amazing. And he shared an article by Vivian Dittmar, which I will share as well tomorrow or in the show notes when this comes out. It was mind-blowing because Vivian Dittmar, she is famous, how she describes herself. Well, she's an author, speaker, and wisdom teacher. Cool. And she published two amazing books, The Emotional Backpack, The Power of Feelings, and Your Inner GPS. Wow. And she published an article, The Emotional Backpack. And the headline is Conscious Release as a Key to Emotional Healing. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And I think one thing I really love about this article, where she talked about the difference between feeling or emotion, a small but subtle difference. And I think what she means with conscious release as key to emotional healing is that actually, as children, we instinctively sought out the support. We fled into our mom's arms or to dad's laps when other kids bullied us or a beloved pet died. But there was a reason that we had this inner feeling that, you know, like releasing or like allowing the emotions is a good way to let off steam and soon all was right with the world again. I think you can all remember either your own childhood, if not, you've probably seen that, you know, a child like in one second was just crying, but another second everything is fine. Mm-hmm. And she said like that if this form of loving attention is missing so that a child is not able to consciously release these emotions, this experience goes into our emotional backpack. And there it waits for an opportunity to release. However, she says, many people as grown-ups are lacking the kind of loving support we so naturally offer to our children. So we end up carrying this emotional stuff with us and it becomes heavier and heavier and we become sick, unhappy, or both. And at worst case, this kind of like bent up, build up emotions tend to release uncontrollably and this can lead to hurting the very people we actually love the most. And what could actually be a clarifying cleansing often leads to serious problems in our most intimate relationships. unless we learn a better way of dealing with it. And that's what she said about like conscious reads of emotions. And then she talks about the difference between feeling or emotion. I loved it. A small but subtle difference. Because she says an important key to dealing with these emotional boiling points is to distinguish between feelings and emotions, often used interchangeably. And she uses the term to describe two very different emotional phenomena. She uses the term emotion, as mentioned earlier, to refer to the emotional baggage. And I think that we carry with us. That has been something, an emotion is something that is stored within us and hasn't been released. In other words, these emotions are feelings that were overwhelming in the past, and we were unable to cope with them on our own. Unfortunately, these stored emotions tend to suddenly assail us in moments that somehow remind us of the challenging time. Then she says, feelings, on the other hand, is more about something that arises directly from a moment. Unlike an emotion, feelings have nothing to do with the past experience, but are generated by an interpretation of the current situation. For example, she says, I have an appointment with my partner and he's late without telling me what is going on. This might annoy me because I think it is wrong. I want him to let me know if he's going to be late. If the anger is actually a real feeling without emotion, then its intensity will be adequate to address the situation. In that case, it means I'm angry enough to call my partner and ask what's wrong. It will not lead to the temper tantrum or me sulking for the rest of the night. I'll just clarify the situation, and that's what anger is for in its positive expression. However, if I'm carrying around an emotional charge in my backpack on a subject of tardiness, and that's been the case for me for a long time, the whole story will play out differently. The intensity of the triggered emotion is then so strong that we cannot deal with the situation appropriately. This intensity can manifest itself in an outburst of anger, but it doesn't have to. Likewise, we may suddenly feel completely numb, depressed, worthless, or otherwise completely different. Whatever the symptoms, they will prevent me from dealing with the situation appropriately. So these are like the feelings of difference of feeling and emotion. Like if you have been having a very charged and heavy emotional backpack you carry with me, the same situation that triggers a feeling can really play out completely different. It can really lead to a very intensified situation, like where the emotion just erupts. Whereas if you have don't carry this emotion backpack with you, the feeling arises, it can be as anger. This is something very amazing I learned through Max, who studied Vivian Dittmar, that every feeling has two polar sides. Like anger can be used in a positive way, but also a negative way. It's really about how can we, again, it really comes down, there's no positive or negative in a sense like, okay, reframe it, there's no bad or good feeling. There's no bad or good feeling. It's all about polarity. And it's all about a spectrum. And also, low, for example, emotional vibrations, low feelings, feeling sad, feeling heavy, irritated, confused, trapped. These are just also like, they're there for you. And I think they're one of the reasons, take a sip. We grew up in this society that, maybe I should just talk about my own experience, that, you know, like, you don't talk about bad feelings shouldn't exist. There's no such thing as bad feelings, and, you know, everything is good. Just don't talk about it. That's how I remember, actually, a lot of situations how I grew up. And it is a missed opportunity to learn, because it is inner, like, negative or low emotional vibrations, that's how we call them. They're actually there for there. There's also like a, they're almost like teachers or guidance. And one of the most important things is to not feel guilty about feeling those things, to actually allow them and accept them. There's nothing wrong with you. so human. It's so human that we have these emotions and these feelings within us. But the key is to really like learn to navigate these and understand, wow, we don't need any measuring devices. We have the most powerful device developed over thousands of years. It is our whole body, especially body-mind connection. We're talking about emotional intelligence, the body intelligence. The thing is that we have lost this inner knowing because we've been just so focused on the mind for the last decades and centuries. And again, I've mentioned it so many times in this podcast, there's really nothing wrong about the mind. We just have forgotten that our mind is not there for solving all the problems in the world. This has a very specific purpose, our mind. And then we have our body and our intuition, our emotions. We have to understand there's a whole team. There's a whole team in play we have to kind of like gather. But we just focus on one player and trained him super hard, gave him steroids and whatnot. And like it, all the rest of the team is just like super untrained and unprepared. and then we wonder when we have a big game that, you know, like, okay, it's very one-sided. Yeah. And I think in his article, it's very interesting. Also, what I learned, as your Max taught me the other day, is this concept of space holding. It's a very beautiful technique, which takes 5 minutes, has two people involved, and it's about allowing, kind of like in a very conscious way, in safe way, allowing the other person to release emotions in a safe way. And I tried it with Max, and it was an amazing experience. Really quick, very deep. Emotions come out. You're allowed within 5 minutes to just allow them. Be it anger, or if you want to shout, if you need to cry, do you even insult the person in front of you, the space holder? Doesn't matter. In this moment, you're allowed to do it. And there's like a safe space for doing it. And it's so powerful, this conscious release of emotions. Yeah, I'm mind blown. Yeah, and I think how this all comes together, I think it's just like coming to an end to this week's episode. Because I'm very, very tired, to be honest. And more than ever, for me, I've also like documented this process for the last 2-3 years. So like moments where the drawings I did was like very interesting. They look like I call them. I mean, I had an episode about this early January, like the birth of an idea. But it feels like I have these moments where just everything just becomes very heavy, really heavy. Like my whole, as if last time I drew a rock falling to the bottom. That's how it feels like of the ocean. But the counterintuitive thing is here, and again, I think I need to really mention this. Luckily, over the last 7 years, I have gathered a lot of methods and tools that allow me to do this, to really allow to feel into these heavy, dark emotions and deal with them. I wouldn't recommend it. If you're new to this and you feel this, there's like so much professional help with a really good therapist or coach, or you know, retreats. There's so much out there. But first you need to have a toolkit to do this, like to really allow yourself to be alone by yourself and to allow these heavy, dark emotions, but not always, they're very painful sometimes. And if you don't have the toolkits or the methods or the support network to deal with that, it can be a very rough ride. And just want to highlight this because a good friend of mine, he reminded me of this, you know. So always listening to this feedback. So thank you. It's very important. But so no but for the previous point. What I wanted to say is, I think in the last days again, there were moments in the process where, you know, life is not always like a sunshine and all good. And for me, when I have these moments where there's a bit cloudy or darker clouds, I see them as, okay, something to look into. There's something that just I carry with me that kind of like is there, and it can't be really like dissected with your mind. It's really about allowing these feelings, and this takes courage. And yeah, at this point, I'm very grateful for, you know, all the people in my life that support me in these situations, that still accept me as who I am. And just wanted to shout out to everyone here. This said, I'm going to take another last sip of my ceremonial cacao. It's episode 42, my favorite number. And to honor the motto of 42, everything you want, I think this episode is pretty much everything. Everything. Well, it's like, I really enjoyed it. To go back to this free flow format, there will be again more episodes about flow and definitely more prepared. But I'm honest, at the moment, there's just so much with the startup. A lot of energy goes into that. Yet I really still enjoy this podcast and recording this. And I need to be just, you know, this is now the period of my time where for a few weeks or a month, right, the podcast will have, it's not the primary focus, it's maybe the secondary, tertiary focus. Is the word? I don't know. But nonetheless, I really appreciate you listening. And yeah, really, since I stopped worrying about like video content for the podcast and promoting it, so much joy coming back. Just like recording it and using this as like this open forum for my thoughts. So thank you for listening. So grateful for you, my dear listener. And yeah, if you are haven't done so yet, and for everyone who did, thank you for all the 5-star ratings from Spotify, Apple Podcast. Make sure to follow it. Subscribe on your favorite platform. And if you feel like it, give it a 5-star rating. I would really appreciate it. And until next week, have a wonderful, wonderful day and week ahead, wherever you are right now.